right. Well, good morning again. Thanks for sharing that. You did an awesome job. That was great. You know, I think that's one of the things that we don't always realize is the, you know, the cultural differences, and they occur even here in our country. You know, as you're talking to people about things, they're viewing it in their particular culture, you know, kind of how they were raised and those kinds of things. And so sometimes, even here, as we're talking to people about God, we're hearing and saying two different things. And so it all happens with relationship, getting to know them, developing a relationship with people. And, you know, we've been talking about that, you know, loving our neighbor. And really the best way to love your neighbor is you have to develop that relationship so that you can figure out how do you love them? How are they going to receive love? So great, great presentation this morning. So as Lynn mentioned, we're continuing our read through chronologically. And, you know, if you're new with us, we have a specific Bible that we're reading through, and there's actually a couple of them back in the hospitality area. They're available. If you need one, you can start today. So if you want to do that, those are available. So looking at reading through this last week, a lot with Isaiah and some in Kings still, you know, kind of that background of what's going on and the, it's really kind of coming to that culmination of Israel going into exile. You know, God saying, okay, I pretty much had enough of this. Here's what's going to happen. And other nations coming in and taking Israel into exile. And so as I was looking at that, kind of thinking through the process of, you know, what should I speak about today? And in our staff meeting, we were talking about a couple different things about God's word and you know, I guess the thing that I really came out to me this week is what I want to tell you guys is we've got to have those roots in God's word. That we need to be in God's word every day. I mean, we look around our society, you know, with the Supreme Court's decision and just different things that are going on, it's going to get worse for those of us who are believers in Christ. You know, we in this country have had it pretty easy for a long time. And our faith is really going to be tested. You know, we're going to have to stand firmly on God's word, but yet love our neighbors ourselves. And that can be very difficult because our neighbor may have a totally different philosophy of life. And so how do we do that? And the place to start is we've got to know God. We've got to be firmly rooted in God's word so that when the storms come, when the hard times come, those roots are down deep and that we can stand firm for God. And so looking at one of the word pictures this week was that idea of the potter and the clay. And then some of you are probably familiar with that, have heard that before. In Isaiah and Jeremiah and Romans, it talks about the potter and the clay. And there's a handout in your bulletin that has the references here. That God is the potter. And that he forms and develops the clay how he so chooses. And it's not up to us really what our life is going to be like necessarily. If we choose to follow God, he has a direction for us. He has a certain way that he's formed us and made us, and he wants us to do his will. We are his workmanship. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship. And what were we created for? To do good works. To do what God's called us to do his will, to follow his commands. Micah 6:8 says, here's what God requires. God's requirement for us is to do justice, to love mercy or to love kindness and to walk humbly with Him, to walk humbly with God. And the best way for us to walk humbly with God is to be in His Word, to know Him, to, I mean, just absolutely saturate ourselves with His Word. Because when the storms come, that's what's going to stand. That's what's going to be firm. The other word picture, as I was looking at this week, was that idea of the roots, the tree. That God's Word is our foundation. Isaiah 27 and Psalm 1 talks about the tree being firmly planted, that the roots go down and the fruit goes upward. I as I was thinking about this week, a movie came to mind, and it doesn't totally apply, but I'm going to use it anyway. A Walk in the Clouds with Keanu Reeves, who's not the greatest actor, but anyway, it's a great story. It's a great story, and he comes into a whole different culture. He comes into this family who have a vineyard and grapes, and I think they're Spanish. And he comes into this, and, you know, and he's trying to understand them, and they're looking at him like he's an outsider. And it transpires that, you know, there's this conflict that happens, and the vineyard catches on fire. And the whole vineyard is destroyed. And they're, you know, kind of lamenting this. And all of a sudden, he remembers, they showed him kind of the grandfather grapevine up on the hill, and it survived. Because it was this old, gnarly grapevine that had the roots that went down deep, and it survived the fire. And you think about that picture of us, believers in Christ, followers of God, putting our roots down so deep that it doesn't matter what comes against us, we survive the fire because of our faith in God, because of our foundation in His Word. Here's something that God's Word does for us in Romans 15. Open your Bibles to Romans 15. I stole this from Alor. This was our kind of our little devotional at staff meeting this week, but it's a great verse. Romans 15:4. It says, "For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." We might have hope. So we have the Scriptures. We have God's Word to help us persevere, to encourage us, to give us hope. As we look at the future, what does the future hold? You know, I have to say, as I stand here today and look at the future, it's going to get worse. It really is going to get worse. I mean, read God's Word. It's going to get worse. You know, this world is not going to get better. You know, what society wants to say is, oh, we're getting better. You know, we as human beings are getting better. Really? Look around. You know, it is not getting better. But our hope is in God. Our hope is in His Word. Because what He tells us as believers in Christ is, you can have that hope because one day you will be with Me. And all this will be gone. All the junk that's going on will be gone. Your bodies, you won't have to have knee replacements anymore. You know, your bodies will be good. That's our hope. That's our hope. You know, there's always kind of been these, you know, subtle attacks on God. There's also some very blatant attacks on God. And what we have to remember is there's an enemy. You know, Satan, the enemy. He's still trying to force his will. He's still totally against God. And he's going to come in and he's going to try to destroy everything he absolutely can. You know, so he is going to rile up those who want to go against God. And it won't necessarily be that they're saying that. It will be, well, you know, be tolerant, be accepting. You know, oh, well, you guys are just so narrow-minded. Well, yeah, I am very narrow-minded. My mind is focused on God. I try to focus on Christ. It is very narrow. But we're to be tolerant of people on the side of love. Not tolerating their lifestyle, not tolerating how they act and those types of things, but tolerating them and loving them because they are creations of God and they need to know about Jesus. And so we need to love them from that aspect. And it's hard. It's hard. There's some people that are not very lovable. There's some people who are they're blatantly against God, even though they won't necessarily say that, but in everything they say and how they act, God isn't real. You know, it just, and they totally go that direction. I was just talking to Abe in the back there. We were talking about history and, you know, and some of those things, and just thinking about, you know, the people in history and those who, you know, lifted up Christ and talked about God, and some of them weren't very good communicators. But it's the Holy Spirit. It's absolutely the Holy Spirit that works. When I get up here on Sunday morning, I know that's what's got to happen. It's not me. It's got to be the Holy Spirit speaking to you guys. You know, and there will be times I'll have someone come up and say something to me, and it's like, well, that isn't really what I talked about. Because it was the Holy Spirit working in them how he needed to work in them. And that's, and I just absolutely want that to be where I am at all times, is wanting the Holy Spirit to work. And it is not anything that I have to say, but it's what God wants to use me for. And so I just really want to encourage you today as we're reading through the Bible this year. You know, if you've fallen behind, don't worry about it. Start with today. Start with today. If you're not going along chronologically with us, that's okay too, but be in God's Word every day. You know, and be intentional about it. You know, don't just sit down and go, well, let's see, what are we going to read today? Be intentional about, you know what, I'm going to read this specific chapter. And I'm not going to read a lot of it at one time, but I'm going to read some of it and really think about it, really meditate on it. Because it's really, isn't it, sometimes it's really easy to just read the Bible, you know, especially like we're doing our read through, so it's like, oh, I got to read this today. So you just read it. Okay, check, did that, read it. Well, what did it say? Oh, I don't know. Wasn't really paying attention. You know, I've been guilty of that. I'll sit there and read a chapter and then think, what did I just read? Sometimes I'll even go back and read it again. But it's being intentional about our reading. You know, it's being intentional about our time with God that we're really focusing on, I want to hear from God. I want to hear from God. And when we're reading God's Word, literally, that's God speaking to us. I mean, do you think about that when you're reading his word? Because sometimes it's easy to think, well, he was writing to, you know, Israel or Judah or this king or that king. Yeah, he was. But he also knew that today what you read, you were going to read. And there's probably something in there that you needed today, even in Leviticus. You know, that's the one thing that I have to say that, you know, especially having doing the read through this year and then being responsible to try to find a message, it's amazing how much more that has caused me to be focused on what's God saying here? You know, what's God saying here? Because it's easy to just kind of read it and go, man, that was thousands of years ago, and I don't see anything in here that's pertinent to me. Ask God to show you. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what is pertinent. What is relevant? Wow, I'm flying through this. So I only got one page today, so it's like... You guys could have taken a lot more time. Maybe we'll have you come back up for round two. C.S. Lewis, and this is on your handout, C.S. Lewis wrote this. I've been getting, actually, I thought it was going to be like a weekly thing, but it's actually a daily thing. Man, C.S. Lewis wrote a lot of stuff. And he was a very deep thinker. You know, this is a guy who came to know Christ late in life, and he writes about the struggles, you know, that he went through, you know, thinking through that process of, you know, what he believed, what he now believes, and that whole process. So there, I mean, there he just has some amazing stuff. So every day I get a little blurb on C.S. Lewis. Hard to wade through some of that. And just great, great things he has to say. And so here's one that I got this week that I really felt was relevant. He says, never, in peace or in war, commit your virtue or your happiness to the future. Happy work is best done by the man who takes his long-term plans somewhat lightly and works from moment to moment. I know all you planners out there are going, blasphemy. But we need to take it in terms of, you know, what is God going to do? James, by the way, says, for those of you who don't know, that's my favorite book, and so I use it a lot. It's a great book. James talks about planning and the future, and what James says is, make your plans. Decide, okay, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, with in mind that God may change those. It's okay to make your plans, but don't plan God out. Amen. Make your plans with the idea that, okay, if God so wills, this is where we'll go, but he may change those plans. And so C.S. Lewis here is saying, those long-term plans, take those somewhat lightly, and works from the moment from moment to moment as to the Lord. It is only our daily bread that we are encouraged to ask for. The present is the only time in which any duty can be done or any grace received. The present time is the only time in which any duty can be done or any grace received. Short little paragraph here, full of great stuff. You know, one of the really deep thinkers in theology, but not so much theology, as he was so practical in just, you know, sharing with us the struggles that he had. You know, not unlike, you know, David. You know, you look at the Psalms and you see the struggles that David went through in trying to continue to follow God. You know, and God says, David is a man after my own heart. God looks at David and says, yeah, I know you blew it a lot, but your heart was for me, and I could see your heart. You know, David would get on his face and repent. When someone would confront him over his sin, he would deal with it. He would deal with it. And that's what we need to do. Have that heart for God. Have our total focus be on God. God needs to be number one. Amen. You know, and that's hard. It's hard because really, we want to be number one, right? I mean, that it's the age old, I'm the most important. You know, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't want God telling me that I can or can't or yada, yada, yada. I mean, Don't people tell you that? Oh, the Bible, oh, it's just full of things you can't do. It's all the do's and don'ts. You know, I don't want that. What they don't realize is that the freedom there is in God's word for us to be able to say, wow, you mean I don't have to be in control of it all? I can allow God to be in control? Of course, they kind of freak out at that too. It's like, really? No, I want to be in control. So that's what I really want you to get this morning is just this. You know, God's word is so important. It's so important. You know, and you think about there, and there's people around this world that for them to have God's word is illegal. You know, and they'll, you know, you hear these stories of they'll take pages out of their Bible. You know, someone will get one and they take pages out and they'll memorize those pages and then they pass it on to the next person. You know, and they're just getting this little glimpse, you know, of God. We have the whole of Scripture to see the big picture of who God is. You know, and they're willing to commit time to memorizing God's word. And maybe all they'll have is one page out of a Bible. And that's all they have. There's nothing else. Oh my gosh, I hope it's not Leviticus. But you know what if it is? That's it. That's what they need. That's what they need. So be in God's word. Don't take God's word for granted. We are so blessed in this country to have so many versions and the resources that we have to be able to read God's word and study God's word too. You know, don't just read it, but study it. You know, if you come across something that just kind of, I wonder about that. What does that really mean? Dig into it. Dig into it. Find out what it really means. What's God? Maybe God's really speaking to you on a particular thing and he wants you to dig into it. He kind of is spurring your thinking on, you read something that just seems weird. Never read anything in the Bible that seemed weird, right? You know, when you come across that kind of stuff, then dig in. You know, whatever it is. I mean, if you have internet, sheesh, there's so much stuff out there. But there's books, you know, there's people. Dig in, find out what God's word is really speaking to you. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We are so blessed in this country particularly. Your word is available to us fairly easily. Father, thank you for your provision of that and that we have it for hope, encouragement, perseverance, instruction, that we have it to train us up to be godly people, to know how to love you, to know how to follow you, to see what you want from us. And really the greatest thing you want from us is for us to love you, to give our all to you, and to love other people. To love other people. And so, Father, help us to do that. Help us to keep our focus on you, to keep our eyes on you. And when the storms and the things in this world come, we can stand firm because we're firmly rooted in your word. Father, I want to pray for Chris's family with the loss of his mother. Father, just I lift Chris and Corey up to you and just pray, Father, that you would encourage them. Father, help them to draw close to one another and close to you. Also lift up Joel and Sarah Beth to you, Father, and just pray you'd help them to get over the aches and pains and just give you praise that they were not hurt any worse. Thank you, God. You are an awesome God. And we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So Joel and Sarah Beth were in a car accident last night. Coming home from the wedding, 7 mile area. So airbags went off and they didn't get home till like 2:30 this morning. They went to the ER. Her parents took them to the ER, and they're okay. But, you know, if you've been in a car accident, you know, it's just like, oh, my gosh, everything hurts. And getting an airbag in the face, that's never good. But praise God, they're okay. So, and along with that, as I said last week, and some of you have probably gotten the letter from Sarah Beth through email that she's resigning her position. It's not any easier this week. So she's resigning her position. And that'll happen as of September 13th. That'll be her last Sunday here. And we'll be kind of doing a farewell for them. They will not then continue to attend here. They live in town, and they have a small group in town too, so they'll be attending somewhere in town. So if you would really pray for the leadership, especially as we seek someone to fill that position. And you know, if any of you have been around her much, it's going to be a hard position to fill. So today, after this service, we're going to have a potluck, and after this service, no Sunday school. Maybe you should read your email. Just saying. I'm usually the last one to know, so, you know, I made it by one. So, which brings up a good question, because we had some email issues this week. How many people got that email? Well, those of you that get email, about the potluck being at 10:30 instead of, or not 10:30, but, yeah. Okay. Because there are some people didn't get emails, so. Because last week what happened is I announced it, that it was going to be after Sunday school, but the bulletin said after service. Now, only about 10 of you read the bulletin, so. Oh, good. You're one of the 10. So anyway, the potluck is right after the service, so. Hopefully you came. If you didn't come prepared, there's a bunch of fresh vegetables, so you can just grab some of those and bring those in, and you know, have a nice healthy lunch. So, all right, we're doing the backpack giveaway again this year. So if you're wanting to participate in that, in helping provide some backpacks and school supplies for kids in our community, a good way to show love in our community. There's a flyer in the bulletin that gives you information on that. And then next Sunday, the second hour, there's going to be a membership class. So if you're interested, and again, like I've said before, you know, there's no obligation. Maybe you just want to come and find out if you're newer and you want to just kind of come find out more about the church. I will be doing the class, and so I'll be sharing some of... I see that hand. Great, you're saved. it's on there. I don't know off the top of my head. Is it on? It's not on the flyer. I know Diane just told me this week when we were going to order them, and I don't remember that. So we will get that information for you. Maybe we'll send it in an email. Yeah. By the way, we also have a website, so you know, if you're ever looking for information on things that change and whatnot, it's on there. All right, now where was I before I was so rudely interrupted? So the membership class, you know, if you're newer, you just want to come and just kind of find out more about the church, kind of who we are, where we've come from, hear more from me, which is probably not a selling point, but... So that'll be next Sunday, second hour. All right. I didn't say you could leave yet. Oh, yes. Thanks, Dan. So, McCall's are out of the parsonage. It is now sitting there vacant. And so we need, Father, I just want to lift up emergency personnel, whatever the situation is that they're having to deal with right now. Father, just pray for their safety and for the people there that they're going to help, that you would have your hand on them, in Jesus' name. So the parsonage is now empty, and we need to just do some maintenance stuff, some painting, and we're going to rip out some of the carpet and just some of that kind of thing. So we're looking for volunteers. There's just lots of odds and ends kind of things, just clean up, putting cupboard doors back on and that kind of a thing. So if you're wanting to help with that, and see, Dale said he was going to be here. Now he's not. So anyway, Glennis, and you can talk to Aylor too. If you're wanting to help with any of that, let them know. We're on a little bit of a tight schedule, so if we don't get volunteer help, we will have to hire it done. So you can either help with your hands or help with your pocketbook. And, you know, some people, that's just what some people want to do. They would rather give because they don't necessarily have the time. So anyway, but we want to make that available to people that they like to do stuff. So you can see one of them. We don't know that yet. So we basically just need to get it back into, in good shape, and then we'll kind of go from there. The elders and deacons have been talking about that to think, so yeah, what are we going to do that? It's a great resource, and there's a lot of ideas that we could do with it. So, all right. So God bless. There's coffee in the back. Feel free to hang out, and we're going to eat together. Because I saw some food come in, so I'm sure that there will. Have a great week.